Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's weekend forecast. Sun today, chance of a gusty thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Tomorrow and Sunday, partly cloudy, humid, late thunderstorms each day, mid-80s. And for Monday, partly cloudy and humid, maybe the chance of a thunderstorm. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. A field bursting with newly grown corn on one side and a barn filled with cows on the other was the perfect setting for a forum on small farms and their plight, hosted by U.S. Representative Yehanna Hayes and Jewel Bruno, Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The event drew more than 30 attendees involved in some type of agricultural pursuit. Throughout the session, both women pledged their support of farming and funding for various programs that cover a host of initiatives. Hayes said she wants Borough to see why the diversity of farming in Connecticut is so important. She spoke about the myriad of programs that have been established under the Biden-Harris administration that focuses on climate change, renewable energy, biofuel, and support of agricultural producers. Well, more than 70 volunteers responded earlier this week to an afternoon rescue of a woman hiking near the New York State border who suffered a broken leg along a treacherous and snake-infested section of the Appalachian Trail. Medical responders reached out to the woman whose call for help came in at 4:30. They were able to treat her and stabilize her. Complicating the effort was a passing thunderstorm that dumped heavy rain and made the trail slippery, Litchfield County Fire Coordinator Bernie Meehan said. The first response team was able to stabilize the woman's fracture and communicate with the command center about trail conditions and hazards. A decision was made to use an ATV for the first section of the two-mile route along the path previously cut to allow access to firefighters in the event of a forest fire. A Stokes basket was fitted with a specialized single overhead wheel to enable teams to pull rather than carry the patient along the rocky trail. The patient was removed from the woods at about 10:30 in the evening, taken to New Milford Hospital in stable condition. In addition to Kent, members of Warren, Gaylordsville, New Milford, Sherman, Washington, Dover, New York, Bantam, and Cornwall departments were involved. Emissions testing is returning to North Canaan at Northwest Connecticut at Northwest Auto LLC at 32 Railroad Street. The manager of Northwest Auto said the State Department of Motor Vehicles has begun to install the necessary equipment for emissions testing. Timing for the start of testing depends on hiring a tech to operate the equipment and complete certification and training. The emissions testing ended in June at Arnold's Garage in North Canaan when the business dropped testing and auto repair. It's rare that a single-family home hits the market in Salisbury for $250,000, but it did. After the original price being $450,000, members of the Salisbury Housing Trust felt it was too good a bargain to pass up. In early August, trustees of the private nonprofit group voted to purchase a three-bedroom, two-bath single-family home at 70 East Main Street, which they plan to renovate, subsidize, and sell as affordable housing. As happenstance would have it, the property is also situated contiguous to eight other homes in the area. Three older homes and five modular homes that were purchased and constructed by the Housing Trust between 2002 and 2008 and hailed by co-president Leo Gaffney as the most successful venture we've done. After 2.5 years of study and meetings, a solar energy product adjacent to Sharon Center School was approved by voters at the town meeting on August 18th. Voters attended the five-minute meeting to unanimously approve the town entering into a power purchase agreement with Connecticut Green Bank Program. Through the Solar Municipal Assistance Program, an array of solar panels would be installed on land of the town owns siding adjacent to the school, but out of sight of neighboring residents. A power purchase agreement would be in effect for 20 years, but would be extended by renewal. Based on the outcome of the town meeting, the Board of Selectmen will approve a resolution for the project, clearing the way for the contractors to create a site plan to be considered by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And if warranted, the Inland Wetlands Commission. First Selectman Brent Conley projected the solar panels would provide 85% of the school's power needs, resulting in substantial reduction in energy costs to the town. The Village of Millerton will be holding a special workshop meeting on August 30th at 5:30 at Village Hall. All are invited to attend. Immediately following that meeting, the Village of Millerton will have a joint special meeting with the town of Northeast to be held at the Millerton Library Annex, 28th Century Boulevard, at 6 p.m. All interested in parties are welcome to attend. Shopping days in Connecticut where you don't have to pay sales tax ends on Saturday. Clothing and shoes that cost less than $100 per item are exempt from the state's sales tax unless specifically excluded or unless otherwise exempted from being taxed under the state statute. The exemption applies to sales made by Connecticut and out-of-state retailers to Connecticut customers. Each purchase of an eligible item of clothing or footwear is tax-free, regardless of how many items are sold to a customer on the same bill. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they have a regular menu and a tapas menu and nightly specials, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,291.78. The NASDAQ at 12,639.27. And the S&P 500 at 4199.12. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.